So you want to take something and assemble it in the slicer. Now, why would you want to do this? Okay, because it's a waste of plastic. Well, there's some kids out there that are sensitive to glue. And when you deal with some special needs children, also when you deal with kids that may be in a hospital or something like that, you don't want to be using glue on things that are given to them. So this is why, in many cases, we want to print something if we can in one piece, so to prevent any exposure to something that could be harmful to the kids or they're sensitive to. But I'm going to use this as an example. Okay, so if I take this key here and I want to put it over up in here somewhere, okay, it won't let me. Okay, no matter what I do, everything goes to the deck. Okay, so if I go and hit my move command here and I drag it up, like I want to put it up here, it just drops to the deck. So you see the problem. So how do we get around that? Well, what we'd have to do is we have to do a select all here. Then we have to do a merge. Okay, so now that I merged them, they're all together. So then over here, we want to go from global to objects. We want this one is highlighted. And you see, here's all the parts that are inside it. And now we're going to just hit that one item we want to move, which is right here. And now, first thing we want to do is we want to flip it up. And we're going to flip it over approximately where we want it. And now we're going to use our move command and move it up. Now, one thing I've learned is when you're going to use the move commands, you want to hit the arrows directly on them. And you want to make sure when you're looking at it, you're straight on. If you're at an angle, it moves it in an angle. It doesn't move it square. And so if I want to save my steps as much as I can, I move it up like this. And I move it over approximately where I want it. And then I spin into this axis. You see where it's at? And now I need to move it forward. Now spin back in this axis. Okay, it didn't go off center too much, so we're okay. So now we look at it here, and from the top, and it needs to be rotated and moved. So we're going to grab a rotation tool, rotate it like so. Go back to our move command and try to move it into place here. Looks like I got to rotate a little bit more. Now this is an inner piece, so it's not terribly important that it's perfectly exact, but still. Okay, so now we got moved in that position. Now let's go back out here and look at our height. Okay. It needs to be tipped back. So we're going to get into this angle here. And then we're going to hit our rotate command. And we're going to rotate it like so. Now let's look at the top. And we're not terrible. Now, if you lose the button where that one's no longer highlighted, just go back over to the side and click on it again. And we're going to move it just a hair back. And that's a little better. Okay. So there's the key. So now we're going to move the old head up there. So here's the head. And we're going to go and we're going to give him a move command. We're going to move. Okay. So when they created this model, whoever created this model didn't do it. So we got parts here. So normally what we would do is I go back and merge all these little parts here, but it won't let you do it that way. So you actually have to go through and select all the parts that are here. So let me see if I can figure this out. Head, detail, beak, eye. What's bark? Oh, okay. I don't want to bark. Okay, so now I have them highlighted. And we're going to hit our move command, and we're going to move them up. And let's get in this axis, and we're going to go that away. And then we're going to get over in this axis, and we're going to go Oh, now I gotta highlight them all again. Head through pupil. And we're gonna hit a move command. If you don't hit right on that little arrow, it'll drop on you. Okay, so now if you look, obviously my angle here is off. So let's do our rotate. And let's see if we can rotate it somewhere close. Now let's go back to our move command and move it over. And move it up. Okay, so we're still off on the angle. And anyhow, this is what you have to do. And you just have to keep sitting here, slowly moving everything around until you get it to where it's where you want it. And it's a big pain in the booty. Now, some creators are really cool, and they'll provide you one-piece models as well as multi-piece models to save you, you know, plastic and time when you're printing something like this. But some won't, and so it kind of becomes kind of a pain. Okay, so those two might be okay. So let's look in this axis and see what we look like. Okay, so we got to move over a little bit more this way. We're trying to line it up there. Right here, we're trying to line this up here. Line it up there. Probably could move just a hair more, but we're going to need to move it a little bit more back and a little bit more to the left, it looks like. But anyhow, you get the idea. And then once you get done doing all this, then you can slice it, send it to the printer. Now, it's merged already, so you don't have to worry about doing any more merge commands. Here's what I hate, though. Here's where I'm at. I hit my move command. Where's my move arrows? Oh, they're way up here. And that's something that kind of, that I don't get what you think would be centered on the screen. Well, on what your screen's at, but it's not. You gotta kind of get up there. Now, you can also move it by using numbers up in the boxes up here. But you see, I'm pretty close on it now. That looks pretty good. Now, there you do run the chance that you will have a line there. So sometimes you can lower it down a hair and try and smash them together a little bit. But yeah, there it is. Now, I've done this with other ones and it works pretty good. So there's how I do it.